with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Looks like the storm blew out people's phones. Not a lot of folks online. You can jump on if you want to. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Well, that's good. So I can talk longer now, right?
Suppose so. Go for it.
Cool. All right. So this is crazy. I know I ain't had a lot of time to talk about this, but 1,000 bottles of baby oil, bro?
It's a lot.
Listen. I'm freaky, but I ain't 1,000 bottles worth of freaky. What I think...
How many bottles are you freaky?
Listen, if you use it in intermittent intervals, one baby bottle of baby oil will last you 50-some days.
No, it won't, dog. No, it won't. Dude.
Well, Randy, you probably doing extra. But you know what I'm saying?
I told you. Baby oil lasts a long damn time. It really,
like a
really
little
does.
Baby oil goes a long
little,
way.
Little baby oil go a long 57 days.
Bro, the small, a regular size, not the extra, the great value plan, baby, the regular size bottle, that's 3 months, 4 months worth, right?
Okay.
1,000 bottles should equal one weapon of mass destruction. Don't y'all agree?
I agree.
But he was crazy, bro. So, what other household?
Nuclear level.
I don't even know you call this a household good, but what, and not Bush Light, Randy, because I know you going to say that. What good of would you keep 1,000 of in the house?
What would I keep 1,000
if you could have 1,000 of them in your house?
Ooh.
Not Bush Light cans.
Okay, all right, I got you.
All so, right, like, not alcohol.
Not alcohol. Okay. Wow.
I mean, like, the last few years, diapers would have been definitely. Nice just to have an unlimited supply of those bad boys.
That is a definite
Hopefully yes. I don't know, he's still young, so we're still in the middle of that one.
What do I use a lot? I don't use a lot of anything, really.
We use a lot of diapers, a lot of wipes,
yes.
A lot of toilet paper, a lot of paper products in general.
Yes.
If it was something fun.
Hot sauce.
Okay, you got 1,000 bottles of hot sauce, so you're good forever.
Like, hot sauce is my favorite.
What's your favorite kind of hot sauce?
I'm Texas Pete, bro.
Oh, Texas Pete's so good.
Love
that's because that's the best hot sauce.
Yeah, that's me right
there. The best
there.
Hot sauce. Anything else? I don't know.
I mean, the thing with the baby oil, I mean, I'm almost assuming that it was used for, like, wrestling or something.
Among other things.
Yeah, well, I mean.
They used it for a lot of
stuff.
You
know, that's the new.
Multi-purpose.
That's the new freak thing now, is the baby oil. You know. That is the new freak thing.
Is it new?
I mean, it's the newly exposed thing.
People are talking about it.
People are talking about it more.
That's interesting. Yeah, now it's sort of like mainstream.
Yeah, it's mainstream now.
Because before you kind of had to be like pretend you had a baby when you were buying.
Yeah, but you got to put the baby oil sheets down.
Yeah, right.
Don't put no baby oil.
That's word to the wise. Word to the wise.
Because it's hard to get that.
It'll soak through the mattress too.
Yeah. So make sure
get a rubber sheet.
Make sure you got your oil sheets. And I'm serious.
No, like the crappy sheets.
Yeah.
Because it'll ruin them.
You think I'm joking? I'm serious.
But it will seep through to the mattress too, and it's hard to get that out.
Just make sure you do that. All right.
No.
But I can't think of anything.
Me either.
I can't think of
Mo's in Columbus.
I can't think of
nothing.
Fellas, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to y'all.
Happy Friday to
Andy.
You. Sorry.
I know you've been getting them all week. You've been getting the birthdays. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday
to you
one last time on a Friday. Hey, just to let y'all know, things have gotten real spicy with this 92.9 The Game League with the producers.
Oh.
So the Jedi, Mr. Bo Johnson, has decided to really, really, really show his fandom. And me and him have a little side bet going on, an Abby bet, meaning he has to change his Abby if the Saints lose, and I have to change my avatar if the Falcons lose. So I'm going to ask you guys for an Abby suggestion, an avatar suggestion for Bo when the Saints lose, number one. Number two, question is, Aunt Randy, I know you want the dog naked, no clothes. No Diddy on that either. But with that being said, if you had to dress your dog up for Halloween and you just had to pick an outfit, what would the outfit be? Mine, personally, I just dress my dog up like a pimp.
Okay.
Pimp dog.
Pimp
That's
dog.
Good.
That's good.
Like that.
I'm not dressing my damn dog up. Again, when I say I'm talking about Randy.
I know he's saying if you had to.
If I had to?
Like if somehow it was like an illness thing and the only thing that would cure the dog is to dress him up for Halloween.
I probably dress him like Shaft.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I'd probably dress him up like Shaft.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Nico dressed as Shaft?
Yeah, I'd probably dress him like Shaft.
That's good enough to do.
Yeah, that is. But it's like, again, this ain't my idea. Like, she would, because like, she want, because she's a woman, she wanted to put the dog in some cutesy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want no cutesy-ass dog. If I wanted a cutesy-ass dog, I wouldn't have bought a cutesy-ass dog. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be a big old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Husky. You know what I mean? That's what I got.
Now you got a big dog.
Yeah,
you
big definitely old
do.
Dog, man.
You definitely do.
The big old dog. The Avibets.
Avatar swap for Bo. Like, what's the thing that he would most hate to have up there?
Well, he said the crying Saint, which I assume maybe he meant crying Jordan with the Saints hat on.
Okay.
Like, but
you think that when people call them the Aints, you think that's really dumb? Like, that really bothers you?
Very.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of funny.
Like,
if it
be
said
creative.
Aints. I know, but like,
Aints not even a word.
I know, but the lack of creativity.
If you say Aint, you don't even have good grammar.
Look, he hates it so
look
much.
Look at him. Look at
he
him.
Hates
look
it. I love
you
it.
Don't showing
say,
off.
Who's your, you don't who's say your, Aint.
What? No, I don't.
You don't say Aint?
I say Aint sometimes.
Really?
My mom used to get mad at me for
when
saying
Aint. Why the hell
it.
Did you stop? Why the hell are you for? You country don't say Aint.
Because I learned it at my dad's house.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love Aint.
I love it. It's a great word to say.
I love Aint.
I used to get in trouble for it, though.
Aint nobody. Yeah.
Who's your least favorite Falcon?
Least favorite? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if I have a least favorite Falcon. I mean, they're decent human beings. I don't dislike the team.
But like, let's come see. On, wow. It's a rivalry. You got to hate one of them. Like sports hate. I'm not mean real. Like, you know.
Oh wow,
God! If you asked me this about Oregon, I could talk
you could
for the
talk
rest
all
of the
day,
hour.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't do the, but you know how I don't do bets on and for, I don't do anything to humiliate myself if I can't control
right.
why I'm being humiliated.
But he's asking for advice on how to humiliate Bo.
I don't know.
Which you should be fond of doing.
I can't. I don't know. Bo, just put the Falcon on your thing and your Abby. All right, and just do it like that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm really fond of the Falcon drinking upside down.
Yeah, the upside down drunk Falcon's funny, but that's an insult to the Falcon.
But you got to do something that stands out.
I don't know. Just think of something personal about Bo and write it. D is in Fairburn. Hello, D.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with Randy.
Oh, boy.
You better come with it.
Good luck.
Okay. So I invited Randy out to the establishment that I bounced at because I think it was his son's 20th birthday.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Randy never showed up.
Tell me this. He invited me and my son to his establishment.
It was through Instagram.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, he's 20, man. You know, and I don't grease bounce's pockets no more. You know what I mean? That was one of my things back in the day. You know, hey, go around to the back door, man. And I told him about it too, and he was like, Dad, come on, Dad, please, Dad, come on, man. Like, man, sit your ass down.
Look, I got you if you want to come today.
Oh, no, man. I'm kind of, like, retired from that part of my life.
You did
man.
Say you hung them up.
I hung them up, man.
You went to one last year and didn't like it.
And I just, like, look at these young girls. Yeah, they just too young for me now, man. I probably tipped their mamas. You know what I mean? Or maybe some of their grandmamas.
Yeah. But he might like it.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the invite. I do remember you asked me to bring my boy for his birthday, and I told him, and he was like, about to lose his mind. Dad, please. Please, Dad. Dad's like, no. Don't do that. But I do want my – but that's the thing about it, you know, because they're not 21 yet. So when he turns 21
– You got to pass the baton, though.
When he's 21, I will bring him there. But right now, I'm not
there
gonna
we
bring.
Go.
I'm not going to bring
him. You didn't have to wait till 21 in Washington because you can't sell alcohol at strip clubs.
Yeah, I know. Don't I know.
They're the worst.
Don't I know.
Just the worst. The absolute worst.
But
all
I appreciate
right.
it. He did invite me.
Andrew is in Buckhead.
Fix it, Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
What's up, gentlemen?
Is it fixed?
I wasn't actually. I have a notes section for y'all sometimes when I want to have a question. So I didn't really have anything, but you sound like you're soliciting questions today, so I figured I'd jump on.
Okay.
The one thing I will say is that Mono, from it just shows initiative. Like that's one thing I will say.
What the hell? Hold the hell on, Andrew. How does getting a disease that you get on your mouth? For putting your mouth on stuff, initiative
to put your mouth on stuff.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I met a nice woman from Spain when I was in college, and it led to something that couldn't let me work out and play basketball.
Was it worth it?
That's the question. Was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
It was painful, to be honest. Like it was tough.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
No,
it hurts.
I never had
you
it.
You can't, like, that's something to, like, It does something to your kidney or your liver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah, no, you gotta be careful. So the question really is just like, what's the worst one? What's the worst like kind of illness you had? Can't be COVID though. COVID
okay.
Man. Worst illness.
Kidney stone.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Bo had to. Abe had to pass a kidney stone.
Abe had to pass a kidney stone.
That was hard to watch. I mean, I didn't watch him pass it, but when he was dealing with
that was damn bunk.
You know what I mean?
Oh man, I had pneumonia real bad.
Did you?
Yeah, real bad. It was bad. It was crazy. I had in the summertime in Athens. I mean, I was done. And that was the worst I've ever felt in my life.
Mine was that shrimp in the.
Oh yeah,
in Daytona Beach.
No, was that the sickest you've been?
Yes, that's the sickest I've ever.
Was it Charlotte?
No, that was COVID. COVID was all right. No, but like that food poisoning from that shellfish. Never like that before.
Right.
It was like The Exorcist. Just
oozing out.
I was just screaming vomit out of my mouth. It was the grossest thing ever. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And I was on the tile floor of the bathroom at the hotel we were staying at.
Shiver.
And my wife thought I was throwing up because I was drunk. So she like had no sympathy for me.
Uh-huh.
She didn't even come in and check on me. I'm on the bathroom floor for hours.
Your wife didn't check on
you? No. She was like, how are you? I was like, dead. And she's like, And then she feels bad about it still.
That'll make sure you hang
it. It was fair that she thought that, though.
Keys and janitors at 1 o'clock. I just got that much. I couldn't figure out what season.
Yeah, we had more keys than a janitor in the 1 o'clock
and,
hour.
Andy's been stealing hearts.
Only one. The last decade. Randy is class personified.
Yeah, man.
Class. Drinking that red wine, man.
Yeah, classy.
There's some tight bottoms in Tuscaloosa right now. And most Georgia games are close. Then bang, 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 they're over.
Not most. Just the Georgia-Alabama games.
Something in Andy flaring back up. Sack envy has returned.
Mm-hmm, it's back up.
Randy is not interested in roses with guns. And death, taxes, and freaks, the only three facts of life.
Count on them.
Who did Roddy mean? What fan base is tight butt?
I think both. I think both fan bases are nervous because it's going to be a good game. I think that's what he was saying.
Okay.
All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.